Welcome back to the Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last weekend your team split against Ohio State, and I know they were awfully disappointed about Friday night, but what was the message you gave your team after last weekend's split?
Well, it just kind of reinforced how important it is that we come to every game and approach it like we need to play with a sense of desperation against anybody. It doesn't matter who we play in this league. We have to come ready. I use the term being on our toes. It's when we're on our toes, we're just jumping and we're aggressive and everything starts there. You know, you win battles, things like that, when you're on your toes. And it's a mindset, but it's also just being physically and mentally ready to play when that puck drops. And that's so important, again, against anybody in this league. So we just reinforced that message. I told them how proud I was of them, coming back on Saturday and playing a complete 60 like we did.
Well, special teams were definitely a factor that Saturday night. Talk about the play of your power play unit. They were just phenomenal.
Well, no question. I think it's been a long time since we've scored 3 power play goals in a game, let alone in one period. So to see that, have them be that proficient was really, it was gratifying. But he's just happy for them because they work hard on it. Shane works hard at it, spends a lot of time on a video, and that group takes pride. And we talk about it all the time. You have a chance to really, dictate the momentum of a game and be difference makers in a game. And so they went out and did that. And again, I don't think it was any one thing. Sometimes your power play will look unbelievable in terms of you're moving it and snapping around, but you just you can't get the puck in the net for a variety of reasons. And then sometimes you're just going to throw pucks on net and bang, they wind up in the net. It's nothing magical about it. It was a variety of different plays. I thought the first one, Emma just made a beautiful pass to Hutch on the back door. And then Emma scored a beautiful power play goal herself just with her hand-eye coordination to turn her hands because it looked like she was going to be on her backhand. And then she, at the last second, she turned and went on her forehand at an angle where it deflected right up in that corner. It was just an amazing play on her part. And the third one, Bergie, where the puck was there, and she was able to just throw it at the net and kind of banked it in off their goalie before she got set. So, again, it was great to see. Obviously, it was a big part of the game. And obviously, the special teams will be a big part of this weekend too.
How much have you been impressed by the play of some of your younger players now who are filling some big roles that were left from last year's graduating class?
Very, very happy with them. I know none of our freshmen have a goal yet, but all of them are playing extremely well, and they're all getting chances. I mean, every game, last weekend I thought Abby Haluska had a great game, and she had numerous chances. Kiki was outstanding, and, I think she had 15 shots on goal for the weekend, and Haley missed a couple of great opportunities. Jax had opportunities. So I told them, all of them, just keep playing the way you're playing because it'll come. They're doing a tremendous job. And then, obviously Emily Berglund's leading our team in scoring. She's as a sophomore, again, playing in a more prominent role, power play, top two lines. And then same with Riley in summer. That line has had a lot of success. But I've been really happy with the way Lauren Miller and Bailey Wright have been playing. I thought, last Saturday was one of Bailey's best games. So hopefully that'll just carry over in this weekend because we're going to need everybody in the lineup to play well.
Well, I know you mentioned Bailey Wright. She started out here at Duluth, and she's been long gone from this program, but now with your BSU Beavers, and she's definitely come into her own. You mentioned last weekend, very much a factor in a lot of those plays.
She's had a great week of practice, and boy, she's had a glint in her eye all day. So I'm really looking forward to see how she's going to play tonight. But I think she just feels a lot more comfortable now. She again, her role is a lot more prominent this year. And when you're out there with Lauren Miller, that's you're going to get a lot of opportunities. But Bailey's that type of player, and when she's on, she's as good as anybody. So it's again, it's not going to be just that line. We're going to need all 4 of our lines, and all 6 defensemen in the lineup tonight are going to need to play well.
This weekend, you've got the number 4 ranked Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs. You guys have such a great history with this team in the playoffs and in the regular season. They've obviously in the past have won a lot more games against Bemidji State, but in the last couple of years, it's been pretty even. What do you expect to see out of this year's Bulldog team?
Well, again, they're very, very talented. I've talked a lot about Bricklick and Stalder. They're two forwards that lead their team in scoring. They're just outstanding players. They're tremendously skilled, They can create offense on their own. But, you know, they've got, you know, a lot of the players are left over from Shannon Miller's regime. And she obviously could recognize talent. She had a lot of very skilled players. And certainly those are the players that are doing a lot of their scoring now. But, you know, some of the freshmen now that Mars brought in are starting to step up. You know, the Rock girls is a very good player. I see she's centering that top line tonight. And Brooke Shugel was one we were certainly very interested when she coming out of high school, and a very good player out of New Ulm. So we know it's going to be a tremendous challenge, Kelly, to get points this weekend. They're like you say, they're ranked fourth nationally. They're feeling real good about themselves in terms of how they play, and they lost two close ones down there at Minnesota. They're back here at home, which is always it's always been a tough place to play. So again, it's going to be a real challenge for us. But I know my group is really looking forward to it.
What do your lineups look like tonight?
Pretty much the same. The only real change is Lisa Lady's back in the lineup. She'll be playing with Woody on defense. Otherwise, the four lines remain the same, and the other defensive pairings remain the same, and Britt will be in goal.
Key to the game to get a win here today?
Well, again, our start's going to be imperative, Kelly. We need, I think, we're not going to differentiate a whole lot. It's winning battles. It's going to start there. If we can make that top line spend a lot of time in their own zone, that's going to be to our advantage, because they don't like playing in their zone. They like to have the puck. They like to be on offense. And so puck possession will be, I think, is going to be a key. Special teams, like we mentioned, is always big. So, but again, just 20 minutes at a time. Let's go out there and play Beaver hockey, and we'll see what happens.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.